now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
And there you go. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And we know that for some of you, it is. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways that you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's about the devices, about the platforms, and here to explain it to you is Mr. Joe Spano.
I'll do just that, Bob. And there are so many ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And if you go to our homepage, there's a wealth of archived interviews. We separate them by genre to make them easier to find. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app that you can download to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't, be they Android-based, be they Apple-based, or even be they Windows-based. Or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility. Android device, fine. Windows-based device, fine. Apple-based device, fine. Or simply go to TuneIn.com. They also have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they, too, have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. All that and a whole lot more at TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. And if you're away from home, we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home. We're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big Tuesday edition. We're Spano and Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
The play fake and a throw to the end zone for Antonio Brown. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Quick pass deflected and caught by Rodgers on the ricochet.
Balls when it comes to turnovers. Again, no blitzes from Pittsburgh.
Cousins throws an interception. Touche here. Flag down on the play. Shazier still running inside the 20. What a run by Shazier.
From the Washington 26. No pressure.
Brown has it. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
First and goal. Chris
Thompson with the first touchdown of the night for Washington.
Then the beginning part of the game, seeing if Norman would travel.
It's Williams traveling to the end zone.
From the six, Pittsburgh already leading by 15. D'Angelo Williams, this will be easy.
Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
This is Hyde into the end zone for a 49er touchdown.
First and goal.
Into the end zone.
Third and four, looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs to the 50. He runs to the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
that
man.
Look out. Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
coming
the blue
from the left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line. Oh, that was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
Well, that's the story
really
of our Monday night football matchups. That highlight package is courtesy of ESPN. And then at the end, the call by Kevin Harlan of the streaker, as it were, was courtesy of Westwood One Radio, Bob. And that's how we kick off this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with us here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as we know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We have a big Tuesday on tap for you. We've got a lot of ground we're going to cover. We never seem to have enough time to do it, but we're going to try and hit the ground running here. We'll recap both of those scintillating Monday night football matchups on ESPN from last night and kind of tie a bow around week one of the NFL season. We'll quickly hit a significant injury within the world of the National Football League, give you our take on that. Then we'll roll into all things college football, recap a week two that was devoid of any big-time matchups, as you didn't have ranked team playing ranked team. But nonetheless, college football always delivers, and we have quite a few storylines we'll dive into within the world of college football. Going to take you home at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. Margot Lee Shatterly, author of Hidden Figures, joins us, and we'll talk to her about her newest tome, and everything else in the world of Margot Lee Shatterly. That's at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. Bob?
38-16, Steelers over the Redskins as we dive into it. And, Joe, you know, the game itself pretty much dominated by Pittsburgh all the way. They took control at the very beginning. But, you know, I'll go to a takeaway right away. You have a true contender and you have a true pretender. in the National Football League, and the Steelers and the Washington Redskins, respectively.
Very true, but that pretender in Washington, because it's the NFC East, may be good enough to make the playoffs despite not truly being a contender, I should say, to make a deep run through the playoffs.
Agreed.
You know, the NFC East is not a great division by any stretch of the imagination. Philly's obviously rebuilding despite their big win over Cleveland, who in all reality is in the football championship subdivision. The Giants are pretty good but flawed. The Cowboys have the potential to be pretty good, but they're flawed as well. So why not the Redskins with their stable of wide receivers and their quarterback on the franchise tag and everything else? So I understand off of this game at home in their building on Monday night, you could say pretender. And if they were in a different division, that would certainly be the case. But being a member of the NFC East, the realities are that they're actually right in the heart of the playoff chase just because of the limitations of the other teams in their division.
No question about it. And look, you know, it's a big generalization after week one, and that's what the people in this business do, and I'm having fun with it as much as anything else. But the reality is I did want to see how they played against Pittsburgh yesterday, specifically because of the fact there's no illusions about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's going to be in contention barring catastrophic injury to Roethlisberger, well, among others, but Roethlisberger specifically.
Already withstood a bunch of other injuries and suspensions and everything else, and the beat keeps on running. So as you say, they can keep Roethlisberger upright and healthy and in there for 16 games and ready for the postseason. Sky's the limit for this group.
Yeah, no question about it. And I wanted to see how, at basically full strength, a Washington Redskin team would match up against Pittsburgh, and they're not even in the same league, at least as of right now. Look, things change over the course of the season, but they have limitations on both sides of the ball. The running attack isn't great. Their defense is okay, but nothing great. And Kirk Cousins has to step up and be what he was last year. Turnovers came into play yesterday. Not as much last year, but let's see how it plays out. And he is playing, as you said, on a franchise tag because the Washington Redskins are not completely convinced as well that he's going to be their quarterback going forward.
You know, Bob, I want to take us through this game a little bit because you made a blanket generalization about Pittsburgh Steelers took control of this game early and it was over right from the very beginning. It really wasn't.
That's not what I said. I said they took control early. That's all I said.
Okay. This was a game where Pittsburgh actually came out for the first quarter plus, and they were incredibly flat. And it was the Redskins that were doing the good work. The problem was Kirk Cousins not sharp, as he wasn't the entire game. Stats may say one thing. Eye test says another. Not sharp, not hitting guys at key times, not really making good passes and getting bailed out by Jordan Reed in particular early. Key penalties as they were driving down the field, and the inability to run the football at key times bogged down a couple of early drives that had this one at only 6-0 after the first quarter when it could have been a lot more. The Steelers then woke up, and it was all over from there. The Redskins' defense couldn't stop their running game at all, and Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown were just tremendous, and really in many ways, outside of the Redskins drawing within 8 late in the third quarter, this was really all Pittsburgh after the first quarter. Those 14 points in the second quarter, followed by the 10 points in the third quarter, really told the story here. This one was pretty well over other than the Redskins drawing close. I guess actually it was early fourth quarter when they drew close within 8. But then from there, Pittsburgh stepped on the accelerator again, and the Steelers ran away and hid 38-16, the final tally.
Yep, and when you look at it, Joe, and what I mean when I make that kind of analogy is it's almost like starting a big car, a big engine, and getting it warmed up. You know, it's the physicality, even though the Redskins were moving around, you know, you could see, and it was just that getting that grind, getting everything in gear, literally, for Pittsburgh. And boy, once they did, you can see why they're so imposing, why they were so impressive. They have done a good job of putting this team together. Remember just a couple of years ago how porous their defense was as they were trying to go through the transition. boy, did they remedy that. They got a lot of those draft picks right, Joe, and they still have Big Ben behind center.
It's fair. I mean, I don't think this is a great Steeler defense. It's a decent one. It's a good one. This is not a great Steeler defense. This team, unlike Steeler teams that going back in time, this team is really built around their offense. You know, Ben Roethlisberger, D'Angelo Williams, and then when they get back, Le'Veon Bell, and this stable of receivers, along with an improving offensive line. And that's really their calling card, and they'll go as far as that offense takes them. But they're certainly improving on defense, getting more and more playmakers and more athletes. They're not having the struggles that they were having with speed and athleticism on defense a couple of years ago. But their offense is their calling card, and this team will go as far as this offense will take them. More on Steelers and Redskins on the other side, and then we'll roll into the scintillating nightcap of Monday Night Football right after this short timeout.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. We're talking Pittsburgh and the Redskins. And Joe, you know, the point I was making about their defense, and you're spot on right with their offense. Everything revolves around it. Le'Veon Bell and Roethlisberger and all the good wide receivers that they have, great wide receivers that they have. and an in the trenches offensive line that gets it done for the most part. But remember just a few years back how old and slow, and we were talking about the Pittsburgh defense and how they were really in decline on that side of the ball, and they've really addressed it with some low profile guys, but they've gotten a lot of draft guys right and created some actual depth. And in today's National Football League, as we very well know, if you can score points like they can and you have a defense that can just put up some resistance every now and then, you're going to win a lot of football games. And this team is poised to win a lot of football games.
Oh, they're very, very good. There's no question about it. And they showed that last night. I mean, Roethlisberger was Roethlisberger outside of the early pick. Well, again, the Steelers came out like they were in quicksand for the first quarter. And the Redskins just didn't take advantage of it. This was, in many ways, could have been a far different ball game had they seized their opportunity early. It was all Redskins the first quarter. The Steelers were in quicksand for the first 15 minutes, 20 minutes of this football game. Kirk Cousins wasn't playing well at that point. And right. You look at those drives and you look at the numbers and you say, boy, he completed a bunch of passes. But if you were watching, they were all to the right, to the left, low. It was so much Jordan Reed and his other receivers, particularly Reed early, bailing Cousins out. And then as they got towards the red zone, the inability to generate any running game against that Steeler defense, coupled with penalties at key times, had their drives bogging down and them settling for field goals. Then the Steelers woke up and forget about it. And the Redskins could not cover Antonio Brown. So
okay.
Forget about that. He dominated. They couldn't tackle D'Angelo Williams. And the Steelers offensively throughout this game were pretty well able to do whatever they wanted. Yes, the Redskins drew back in and pulled within 8 very early in the fourth quarter. But even at that point, you never really felt that this Redskins team was going to win this football game, as poor as Cousins looked throughout this game, as out of balance as their offense was, and with a defense that really could never come up with a big stop at a big time. And, you know, it was just a thorough dismantling of the Redskins by the Steelers in Washington. It was impressive the way they went out on the road in this one and took care of their business. The Steelers are a damn good football team, and you can see, I know it's only 1 week, why a whole bunch of people think they have a real chance to emerge out of the AFC and be the team out of the AFC that goes to the Super Bowl. They have other pieces they're going to get back as this season unfolds in front of them that will put them in a position perhaps to only get better. For the Redskins, we talked about it at the very top. They're lucky they're in the NFC East. They do have the pieces and probably can compete within a very mediocre NFC East, but the realities are they'll have to play better than they did last night over the course of 4 quarters to win a lot of football games, and they're going to probably need to win at least 9 to win the NFC East. So the Redskins have a lot to prove coming off of last year and winning the NFC East to some degree by default behind the hot run of Kirk Cousins, and he has a lot to prove too. Kirk mm-hmm. Cousins has a lot to prove. We talked about it on a franchise tag, because the Redskins couldn't agree to terms as far as a contract. And the realities are, Cousins wanted to be paid like a franchise quarterback after off of doing it for 1 year. The Redskins were more looking to hedge their bet. And when the two sides couldn't come to an agreement, they decided we had enough money under the cap. You'll play under the franchise tag. And we'll see where we go after this year. If he has a big year, the Redskins or somebody else will pay him the mother load, and he will get franchise quarterback type money. If he doesn't have a big year, the Redskins step back, he steps back individually. Well, he'll go out on that open market, but I don't know how much money he'll command.
Well, you know, fortunately for them, somebody in that office remembered Scott Mitchell. And you know, again, and I'm not saying it's going to end up with the same career or anything else, but I'm also not convinced that Kirk Cousins is a franchise quarterback. I don't blame him for reaching for the stars. If I was in the same position, my agent and I were talking, I'd try to do absolutely the same thing. And for a franchise that has been struggling to find a quarterback and stability for a long time in the Washington Redskins. They tried to play their hand, and they actually got called on it. And you know something, Joe? It's not such a bad thing. If he ends up playing very good football this year, I'm sure they will come to some accommodation where he gets paid as he should be paid, maybe a step below what the true elite quarterbacks are, but he'll never have to worry about it for the rest of his life. He'll be happy, they'll be happy, and they move forward with their quarterback. But if he has an year, then they will prove to their fans that they were justified in doing what they were doing. They may still come to an accommodation with him, but on a more cap-friendly, team-friendly deal than Kirk Cousins would like to sign. You know, it's a strange world in the NFL. You see how some of these quarterbacks come and go really quickly. You see how some of them are stars one minute and they're out the door the next minute. Maybe some of these GMs are finally starting to learn and figure that out before they commit the major bucks to these guys on long-term deals.
That's well said, Bob. I ultimately think if Cousins has a year like he had last year or something close to that, he's going to get that mother load deal, right? Wrong or otherwise.
No, and that would be well deserved.
He'll have 2 years of elite type quarterback play, and they're going to have to pay him. As you said, if he does step back, maybe they come to something that's a lot more manageable, something along the lines of perhaps Kaepernick's deal. You know, if you remember when Kaepernick's deal is a relative bargain these days.
Right.
I mean, I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm in accord with you as it relates to if he has a real good year, he's going to get paid like an elite quarterback. I'm not saying he's getting Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, but he's going to be right in that area because salaries are only going in one direction and that's up. If he steps back in a major way, it's like you said. It doesn't mean all of a sudden he's not going to be able to get a job, but instead of getting that $20-plus million a year deal, he's going to be in the $14, $15, $16 million a year category, a little less guarantees, and a contract that's a lot more cap-friendly for his team because he won't be deemed truly an elite quarterback.
Yep. It's fair.
And that's really the story of this game, you know, and really – it was the Steelers doing what they wanted to do, showing how good they can be, and Washington leaving a lot to be desired. That was really the story of this football game. The Redskins really have to go back to the drawing board. For the Steelers, they gave us a glimpse into how good they really are. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that's 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with us here on The Attack on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. I guess we got to go out to San Francisco. Boy. I mean, I thought that I threw that Kevin Harlan thing on at the end, not only because it was funny, but because it really told the story of
this
game.
It was the most exciting play of the game.
It was the most exciting thing that happened all night. This game stunk. I kind of knew it was going to stink going in. I picked the Rams for one simple reason. Their talent's better than the 49ers have some of the worst talent in the NFL. The Rams have one of the best defensive lines in all the NFL, all around very solid defense, and the 49ers are pretty devoid of talent. Well, in their building, they certainly showed enough, 28-0 whitewashing of the Rams. Carlos Hyde was more than adequate. Blaine Gabbert, more than adequate, running this Chip Kelly offense. The 49ers defense, which is a mediocre defense, maybe headed in the right direction, just stifled the Rams offense. Case Keenum was terrible. I mean, it'd be nice if he threw a pass, you know, more than 3-5 yards down the field. I mean, he completed something like...
So he was 17 to 35 for .130.
And that's not even where I'm going. He completed like 10 passes of 3 yards or less,
oh, yeah,
Bob.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, their inability or unwillingness. See, if you're going to put Case Keenum in there, well, you got no reason to hide Case Keenum. He's Case Keenum. You know, if he gets hurt, who cares? I'm sorry, but when you're looking at them as commodities and not human beings, Case Keenum gets hurt, who cares? You got to open up this offense a little bit. The 49ers put 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, all the fans. Everybody was in the box to stop Todd Gurley. Still had 47 yards on 17 carries.
I thought I saw Jerry.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they put everybody in a spot in the box to stop Todd Gurley because everybody knew what Jeff Fisher was going to do.
Yeah.
Run on first, run on second. Even if it's third, maybe we'll run or there's a small chance we'll pass, but we'll throw a pass 5 yards short of the first down.
Right.
So the realities were game plan was terrible, doesn't trust the offense. Case Keenum was not put in a position where he was able to do anything and did even less, throwing two interceptions on top of all those short passes. For San Francisco, they took advantage of a wealth of Rams mistakes. Blaine Gabbert managed the offense well, didn't do a lot, throwing for 170 yards, but didn't make any major mistakes. Carlos Hyde ran the ball hard and solid. And really, their defense dominated in what was a very, very boring game that at one point in the second half had more punts than points.
Yeah.
We'll wrap up 49ers and Rams on the other side. Then we want to get into the injury to Robert Griffin III right after this.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I designed them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations, even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at customink.com.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
And who can you believe better than him? Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano.
I believe him over her, but...
Unless it's the other one, you know.
Yeah, well, exactly. I believe him over her, but...
Nothing to see here. All is fine. Help me into
I'm starting to think about voting for Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, myself. But
the guy who doesn't know what city he's in. I'm high.
That's fine. At least he's honest.
I'm so high.
There you go. Well, who's left?
Jill Stein, the Earth Mama Muff.
No, I'm good there. Yeah. Like I said, I like that. We're gonna build the wall. We'll get Mexico to pay for it. We're not paying for it. If they want to come there, let them go.
There's an easy way to do that. We send them $200 billion in aid every year. Oops. Well, that check ain't going in the bank.
Yeah, well.
You just paid for it. man, welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. We're talking about this putrid game that was played last night between the Niners and the Rams. There are actually a couple of things to talk about. We talked about Blaine Gabbert, and he managed the game. A couple of things. He was not afraid to go out the back door. He ran 9 times for 43 yards. A couple were scrambles, but most of them were design plays running out the back door, which with Chip Kelly's offense, you have to be willing to do. He was willing to do it, and it helped execute that offense. I strictly from a selfish perspective, when he gets hurt, which he probably will, I really do want to see Colin Kaepernick run this offense. And it I don't know if, between the ears, he's still capable of doing it. But don't forget, this guy had you on the verge of a championship just a couple of years ago. He's somebody that I know you agree with this because you liked him coming out of college, too. He's built for this offense. I mean, his ability to run and truly turn these quarterback efforts out the back door into huge plays is something that has the potential to make this Chip Kelly offense really operate. Again, they're going to go with Gabbert. He's earned the job, and I completely understand it. But at some point, if injury dictates, I'm real curious to see how Colin Kaepernick runs this offense. As you said, on the defensive side of the ball, they're slowly getting better. They're trying to get young blood in there. They're trying to get athletes going. Unfortunately for them, when you're going up against a Jeff Fisher offense or, again, a Jeff Fisher defense because he doesn't coach offense, you're going to have a lot of success, and they certainly did last night.
They got some pieces on defense. They got a Navarro Bowman who is still great.
All the way back. Amazing.
They got an Eric Reed, terrific young player. They have an Ahmad Brooks, another terrific player. They've got some other young pieces, DeForest Buckner, the rookie. So they certainly have pieces on defense, and their defense is ahead of their offense. Thought you made some very good points about Blaine Gabbert. He managed the game well. He wasn't asked to do a lot in the passing game and responded by not doing a lot, but at the same time, not making any mistakes. 22 for 35, a 171 touchdown. You talked about him going out the back door. That's something that Chip Kelly hasn't had since he's been in the NFL running this offense. A quarterback that was truly a factor going out the back door. And Blaine Gabbert is certainly athletic enough and can run the ball well enough from the quarterback position that you have to respect it. And if you don't, he's going to make you pay. So that gives this 49ers offense a whole nother dimension that some of those Chip Kelly offenses didn't have previously in Philadelphia. This group's devoid of talent as far as receivers and depth of running back behind Carlos Hyde and things of that nature. And I don't believe that Blaine Gabbert is any more than a journeyman backup quarterback type. And you're right, it will be intriguing when and if Colin Kaepernick gets to run this offense as some of his skills translate perfectly to this. The dual threat abilities of Colin Kaepernick, the big arm when healthy. And you talked about Gabbert earning the job, and you talked about wanting to see Colin Kaepernick. Right now, it's not his head holding Kaepernick back. It's his health. He had a bunch of surgeries in the offseason, and he really wasn't healthy throughout this training camp. And if you looked at him, even in the fourth preseason game, he didn't look as physically imposing nor as explosive as Kaepernick before the injuries and the Kaepernick of his prime. So maybe throughout this season, as he gets stronger and healthier and even more familiar with this offense, whether it be because of injury or just general ineffectiveness of this offense, we do see Colin Kaepernick running this Chip Kelly offense, and that'll be intriguing. My only concern about Kaepernick, and you know I like him, but his strength is not quick reads and quick decisions with the football. That's one of the things he'll be asked to do in this Chip Kelly offense. It's the only area within this offense where he doesn't excel. So I am, like you, very intrigued to see what he can do with this offense, because I think you made good points. Blaine Gabbert's a caretaker here. He's ultimately not your future at this position. So getting a look at what can be the future of your franchise at this position at some point this year for a decent sample size would be very intriguing.
Yep.
That's really it. As far as
But I did want to flip it over to the Rams side for a second. You know, you mentioned their defense and the talent over there, and there's a lot of talent over there. If you're a defensive player and you're on that team, you're looking at this Jeff Fisher offense and you're going, ah, bleep, here we go again. You know, the man just does not put pieces together on offense. They don't get the right players in place. And like you said at the very beginning of evaluating this game, you know, if you run left, run right, and run up the middle, you could have everybody in the entire stadium in the box. You're not going anywhere. And, you know, he has no creativity as an offensive coach. None. And in today's National Football League, you can't win that way. Now, I don't know how long it's going to be before Goff is able to go under center, but here's a guy who was inactive last night. They have some weapons. I mean, Tavon Austin, they just signed him to an extension. He has a skill set. Kenny Britt, when he's not in jail, is a relatively good receiver. You know, and they have Todd Gurley. Do something creative. This is the National Football League circa 2016. Not the Titans circa 2000. I don't know, Joe.
Well,
I just don't see how he stays employed these days.
Well, I wasn't for him getting the contract extension that was rumored, and I wasn't for him coming back when they went out to Los Angeles, because he's shown over the years since his success with the Titans that he's a pretty damn mediocre coach, and he hasn't developed the Rams the way everybody had hoped. Again, Case Keenum is not the answer at quarterback, but you got to let him play a little bit.
Oh, no question.
I mean, they completed 10-plus passes all under three yards or less. I mean, that's just not going to work in today's NFL. You're talking about Tavon Austin. You talked about Tavon Austin and the unique weapon that he is. They use him so much as another element of their running game. More than half of his catches are 5 yards or less. And last night, here's a guy that you throw to basically behind the line of scrimmage or within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. You're targeting him 12 times. You can still only get the ball to him 4 times. He had 4 catches for a grand total of 13 yards. His long reception of the game was 5 yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you want to talk about an easy offense to defend? Everybody in the building knew Todd Gurley was going to get the ball. And in the passing game, everybody knew Tavon Austin was going to get the ball behind the line of scrimmage. So even in the passing game, they don't threaten you. So you can bring everybody in the box, because most of the passes completed to Tavon Austin are actually at the line of scrimmage or behind.
Right.
So this offense is so stuck in mud that, you know, even their defense is going to get worn down by the inability of their offense. I mean, when you look at what they did offensively, now understand this is for an entire game. 10 first downs,
yeah.
3 for 15 third down conversions. They had 10 penalties for 102 yards, which is bad enough when you stink. At least don't make mistakes. 185 yards of total offense. You look at what San Francisco did, and we know they're not great. But they were 8 for 17 on third down against a pretty good defense. They only had 320 total yards. That's not dynamic. But guess what they didn't do? 2 penalties, 10 yards. You know, they didn't make a boatload of mistakes. They won the battle of turnovers. They were efficient on third down. They didn't commit a lot of penalties. And they took what was given to them. And they ran the ball and pounded the rock and they were sound. The Rams were terrible. Like we said, it was a lousy game. Neither offense was particularly good. The 49ers were better. Neither defense was awesome. The 49ers were better. I mean, really, the highlight for the Rams was, I guess, the stop in the action where the drunk runs down the field. And to top it all off, just to show you the kind of night the Rams had, your best defensive player, Aaron Donald, gets thrown out of the game with two personal fouls in the fourth quarter.
Yep, and the
fan out. I guess he wanted the rest of the night off.
True, and the fan out rushed Todd Gurley. Yeah, more yards.
Yeah, pretty much. So it was just an ugly effort, and if they're going to continue to play this brand of football, it just isn't going to work. And they will be firing Jeff Fisher next year and bringing in a coach that can develop this young quarterback.
Yeah, I'd be real worried about that if I was ownership, putting this quarterback in those hands.
Well, it's too late now, so they did it. So at least it's going to be this year. Let's see what happens going forward. You know where I want to go before we run out of time in this segment? We might as well go to RG3.
Yep.
He's headed to injured reserve, so he's going to be out at least another 8 weeks, well into November, with a shoulder injury. He actually fractured the coracoid bone in his left shoulder. He's going to miss eight games. Thank you. He's going to miss eight games, and Josh McCown will go under center.
Yeah.
I guess this is the end of the RG3 experiment, and Cleveland they're going to be drafting at the top of the draft again, so they'll get another chance to perhaps go get a franchise quarterback. But you wonder if they're left regretting passing on one of these two guys at that number two spot and, you know, trying this RG3 experiment, because the truth of the matter is it's over before it started. You can't lean on this guy going forward.
No,
you know, he's been hurt his entire career. The only season he was healthy was when they encased him in bubble wrap in Washington so they didn't have to pay the fifth-year option. And he didn't play in 2015. He comes to Cleveland in 2016, and he makes it 3.5 quarters, gets hit, gets hurt. Now he's on IR, and the earliest he can return is 8 games from now. So how do you go forward further with an RG3 experiment? I got a feeling if you're Cleveland, you've got to turn the page on this, and you got to go out and get yourself a new young quarterback, and you're going to have to do it through the draft and near the top of the draft.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, hey, look, they were buying time anyway. But this is, you know, how many times have we had the discussion? It's a really bad football team. Chances are pretty good they're going to be drafting with the number one or number two overall pick anyway. There'll be a quarterback there. So do they regret not grabbing one of these two? Well, if it ends up being Carson Wentz superstar, yeah, maybe. But if if Goff flat crashes and burns, or maybe he becomes a star, you know, they're going to be at the top. So there'll be a guy coming out this year that they're going to love. This time around, they ain't going to trade the pick. I can promise you that much.
I think that's well said. We'll wrap it up right there on the other side with RG3 and the experiment with him as the number one quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. It's probably already over. We'll dive into it more as we wrap up hour one on the other side. We're Spano and Black. I'm Spano. He's Black. You keep it where it's at.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There are many reasons a rock band can split: drug addiction, creative differences, or even the death of a band member. But perhaps the greatest catalyst for putting the longevity of a band's future at risk is the dark subject of hard cash. Find out how the secret to Fall Out Boy's success lies in an equal share of profits with me over at focusonrock.com.
It's Guitar Center's 52nd anniversary, and we're celebrating with exciting new instruments, special financing, and up to 20% off on select gear. At Guitar Center, we carry the best selection of the latest gear from top manufacturers in guitars, drums, keys, DJ, recording, live sound, and more. Don't miss your chance to check out what's new and get up to 20% off on select instruments in every department. Visit one of our 270-plus stores nationwide or shop our complete collection online at guitarcenter.com. Guitar Center, find your sound.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The two of you are a disaster. And together, you're beyond description.
Yeah, well, look in the mirror yourself, wise guy. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking about RG3 and the experiment that wasn't. Joe, look. It lasted
almost the whole game.
Yeah, but you roll the dice.
And now Josh McCown will take over, and I'll have to hope he can stay healthy because he's not exactly the picture of durability either, Bob.
And then it's who's behind him, Barnage?
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know. So. Austin Davis is gone. It could be Barnage.
I have no issue with what they tried to do. This is a putrid football team that will be for a couple of years. They're going to be drafting at the top yet again. I mean, I feel bad for the Brown fans because you know damn well going in, if you're a fan, your team ain't going to win many football games, if any. And they passed on the two guys at the top. There was no consensus on the two guys at the top. Maybe the Eagles look like they found something, you know, with Goff. We don't know at this point. We'll see how it plays out. But with all that being said, there's going to be more quarterbacks coming out this year, so. Yeah.
And it looks like likely the prospects, the top prospects coming out this year might rate out a little better, particularly Deshaun Watson from Clemson, who will be the number one quarterback taken. And it'll probably be a dogfight between the Browns and the 49ers for that top spot. They both need quarterbacks. I could see one taking Deshaun Watson and one taking DeShone Kizer from Notre Dame. Yeah. Those look like the top two quarterbacks. There could be four taken. Brad Kai out of Miami, Mason Rudolph out of Oklahoma State. So there'll be quite a few quarterbacks available, and where the Browns will be picking, they'll probably get their choice, and maybe they'll end up looking real smart because they've got a king's ransom to allow the Eagles to move up, and they go and get a better quarterback prospect a year later after the RG3 experiment fails.
Yep, exactly.
Let's step aside, and then we'll come back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We could have handled it better.
Democrat Hillary Clinton's campaign criticized by many, including many Clinton supporters, for not immediately revealing that the candidate has pneumonia after a Friday diagnosis. And Clinton spokesman Brian Fallon says, yes, it could have been handled better.
In terms of providing more information more quickly.
Saying she's feeling better, but following doctor's orders, Clinton says she'll stay off the campaign trail again today. Her husband, former President Bill Clinton, will sub for her at fundraisers in California and Nevada. Republican Donald Trump still responding to Clinton for calling his supporters a basket of deplorables at a fundraiser last Friday.
I was thus deeply shocked to hear my opponent attack, slander, smear, demean amazing people.
That's Trump at a rally in North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over?
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Israel is denying claims made by Syria that one of its military aircraft was shot down this morning. The Syrian army previously saying it shot down an Israeli warplane as well as a drone. Now, the Israeli military says two missiles were fired at them during an airstrike, but both of the missiles missed. The action coming after the Israeli Air Force did target Syrian artillery positions in the Syrian Golan Heights. A U.S. Olympian, the target of something unexpected on live TV last night, as we hear from Michael Preston.
Two men are in police custody after rushing the stage during last night's live season premiere of Dancing with the Stars. Ryan Lochte had just finished a foxtrot with Cheryl Burke when a group in the audience ripped their shirts to reveal a No Lochte symbol on their chests. The group was booing the swimmer and one man rushed the stage.
The incident never appeared on camera. Lochte at the center of a scandal at the Rio Olympics after lying about being robbed at gunpoint. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A veto is expected, but an override not out of the question when it comes to a bill that's now on the president's desk. Jay Corwin has details.
President Obama is still expected to veto a bill allowing families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia in U.S. courts.
Our concern is not limited to the impact it could have on our relationship with one country, but rather it could have an impact on our relationship with every country around the world.
Ernest arguing a veto should not be seen as an act of disrespect towards 9/11 families. The bill easily passed the House and Senate, so a successful veto override, it's possible. 15 of the 19 September 11th hijackers were Saudi citizens.
The NFL is back in Los Angeles, and football fans there are more than thrilled about the chance to see a game live and in person again. This Rams fan, Henry Clark, says he's so excited he bought season tickets.
And I thought it'd be an opportunity for my son, who's now 10, to go with his dad to see football games. So
on the downside for those fans, the Rams lost their first game of this new season against the 49ers last night, 28-0. In the earlier Monday night game, the Pittsburgh Steelers opened by pounding the Redskins 38-16 in Washington. And NASA claims there's never been an August like we had this year. NASA says last month was the hottest August since record-keeping began in the 1880s. The average global temperature tied July for the warmest month ever recorded. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Indeed. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack, Hour 2. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. Yeah, 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 you get the idea. We love them, they love us back, but we don't get to talk much. So in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Yes, it is. It's all about devices. It's all about platforms. It's all about the various different ways you can get not only this terrific program, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe has all the devices. Some are in repair. Some are operating perfectly, not unlike himself. And he's here to talk about it with you.
Various states of repair. Well said, Bob. Let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more on sportsbyline.com. Let's get into the apps. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't, be they Android-based, be they Windows-based, or be they Apple-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio as well, another great app. Again, that coveted app versatility. Any of the big three, you can download the app too, or you could simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, lots of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and the one that hits closest to home for me and Bob, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Indeed. And if you're away from home, you're overseas, we're giving you a little taste of home. We're happy and proud to be a part of it. Even if you're stationed somewhere in the country, you know, you're still away from home and you're missing family, you're missing friends. We'd like to give you that little taste of home known as the Spano and Black Attack.
Exactly right, Bob. On the other side, we'll quickly set the table for Hour 2. We'll hit the ground running. The focus is going to be college football much of the way. That's next here on the attack. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
On first down, it's Jackson to throw. And he's going to take a deep shot downfield. James Quick, and he's going to take it to the house. What a start for the Cardinals. Jackson, beautiful touch over the middle, and he's got Jalen Smith downfield. Smith breaks a tackle, and Jalen Smith hustling inside the 10-yard line, and this Louisville long ball is on fire right now from Lamar Jackson. 61 yards on that pass play. Here's Jackson. Look at the shifty maneuvering by Lamar Jackson, and he is into the end zone. Another Louisville touchdown. We haven't even played 3 minutes yet. On first down, he pulls it. It looked like he was handing it off, and Lamar Jackson pulled it and took off. Are you kidding me with this guy? Slows up for another touchdown. Lamar Jackson, you are ridiculous. Jackson keeps it again, trying to stretch to the edge. What a hurdle by Jackson! Highlight reel touchdown! Lamar Jackson does it again!
Well, that is the call, courtesy of ESPN, of Lamar Jackson's matchup against Syracuse. And that's the call from ESPN. And it spotlights our future 2016 Heisman Trophy winner, yeah, Lamar Jackson, and that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to get in the conversation. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA, or at Bob Black 71. He's going to win the Heisman Trophy, Bob.
I think he just scored again.
Yeah, he hasn't stopped yet. But I know a lot of people, and I've had this discussion with people, and I've had my share of doubters. But when you look at Lamar Jackson, and I guess this is where we'll start. It'll be college football pretty much this entire hour, with the exception of our last segment when we're joined by Margo Lee Shatterly, the author of Hidden Figures.
Yep.
But, you know, it was one of those college football weekends where it was really about a couple of storylines more than the action on the field, because just about everybody, with one notable exception, took care of their business. And the big takeaway for me was Lamar Jackson and just the incredible game and a half, really, that he's had, because he sat out the second half of the game against Charlotte for Louisville. Just the incredible two games that he's had, and just the record-setting numbers and the highlight film plays that he's made. And the realities are,
I've watched this guy now. I didn't see the Charlotte game. I only read the stories and saw some highlights. I watched the entire Syracuse game.
Yep.
Barring an injury or a totally unexpected collapse by Louisville, this is your 2016 Heisman Trophy winner because he checks all the boxes, Bob.
Yep, he
plays
sure
for a team. He plays for a team right now because there's certain boxes that you have to check in order to win the Heisman Trophy. It starts with you being the best offensive skill position player in college football. You either got to be like most likely a quarterback or a running back. You got to be a stat stuffer. You got to be a highlight. You have to make, you know, highlight film type plays. You have to play on a team that's ranked usually in the top 15 to top 25, ideally in the top 10. But if you're playing for a team that's ranked in the top 15, top 20, and you're their best player and you're a stat stuffer and you're a highlight film offensive player and you play either quarterback or running back, you have a legit chance at winning the Heisman Trophy. Those are all the boxes that need to be checked. He checks all of them, and he checks them in a way that few, if any, have ever done before.
Yeah, it's fair all the way around. The power conference, you can throw into everything. It's funny. I was looking at the page with the predictions of the Heismans from the various experts, and he wasn't even in the conversation. And now he is in the conversation. And it's catch up for everybody else. As you said, though, long season, injury, Louisville falls off the map. You know, there's a bunch of things that can happen. But he is as electric a player as there is in the sport today. Football, professional football, college football. Well, that's professional football, too. But, you know, he is just an electric player to watch. And he is head and shoulders above right now in the race for the Heisman.
He sure is. And this Saturday at 12 noon, their big matchup with Florida State will go a long way in either cementing that or poking holes in it. You know, this is a huge matchup for Louisville. And really, they have, you know, the ACC is a little top heavy, but they have a handful of tough games on their schedule. You know, obviously, Florida State, Clemson, they play Houston in late November, they play North Carolina as well. Plus everybody else in the ACC that's maybe a step back, the Pittsburghs and whatnot. And I'm not even sure if they have Pittsburgh on their schedule. I didn't look. But really, you know, they have their four hardest matchups are Florida State, Clemson, Houston, and then, say, North Carolina. Win three out of four of those or even two out of the four of those. Stay within the top 15, top 20. Stay healthy. Perform big against some of your best competition. And this kid's going to win the Heisman. I mean, I got to give you some numbers here. You know, he played one game. In his first game, his eight total touchdowns in that opener against Charlotte had topped 115 other football bowl subdivision teams through week one. I mean, it was just incredible. Just as an example, we know Missouri, the University of Missouri last year, they probably had one of the worst offenses in major college football.
Right.
They only had 16 touchdowns all of last season. Jackson had 13 through two games this year. I mean, the numbers are just incredible. You know, his 315 total yards in the first quarter of that game against Syracuse were more than 29 football bowl subdivision teams had through week one. His 610 yards for a game were a Louisville team single game yardage record. You know, the numbers were just incredible. First football bowl subdivision quarterback to throw for 400 yards and run for another 175 yards in the same game. It would have been 200, but he lost a yard on his last run to take it down to 199 yards. So just to give you an idea, these numbers are stuffing the stat sheet like I've never seen before. So, you know, and he's making those eye-popping plays, and the team is ranked. Right now, man, he has got to be the prohibitive favorite to win the Heisman. I'm anointing him the Heisman Trophy winner already. And, I mean, I know there's a lot of hills to climb, and he's going to have to step up big when Louisville plays their best competition, and Louisville's going to have to stay ranked. But beyond that, man, this is your Heisman Trophy winner.
It's his to lose. And you know, as you said, he's also playing in a conference that's a little bit top-heavy. And with that being said, when he goes up against some of that lesser competition, there's no reason to think that he's not going to be able to continue to stuff the stat sheet. And if he's able to do that, he may end up leaving everybody else in the dust.
Yeah. Like I said, Saturday's matchup against Florida State will go a long way in kind of seeing where he is. You know, we've seen him against a football championship subdivision program in Charlotte. We saw them against a conference rival in Syracuse under Dino Babers, who has a long way to go in their rebuilding project. Against Florida State, we're looking at them against a playoff favorite and the favorite to come out of this conference, perhaps, them or Clemson. So we'll see where Lamar Jackson exactly is as far as the Heisman Trophy, as far as his ability to carry and elevate this Louisville team. We'll know by about, I don't know, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday kind of where he is. I mean, he has all the advantages in that Bobby Petrino is a brilliant offensive mind, and he will take advantage of the array of skills that this young kid has, and playing quite a bit as a freshman has really helped him. He's really hit the ground running this year.
Yeah, he certainly has. And you know something, he's going to go up against other guys that are being mentioned in the conversation. So we'll see how Florida State and how Jimbo game plans around this. And it's a nice early season matchup. I mean, just from the perspective of fun to watch.
Yeah, we'll spotlight it on Thursday as, you know, in many ways it'll be fellow Heisman Trophy candidate Dalvin Cook versus Lamar Jackson as the Cardinals take on the Florida State Seminoles.
Well, that other quarterback's going to be mentioned in the conversation if he keeps playing the way he's been playing.
DeAndre Francois, very true.
Yeah.
Well, on the other side, we'll go to Stillwater, Oklahoma. That's always fun. T-Boone Pickens Stadium, the place. We'll talk about it next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Intentional grounding. Number two was still in the pocket, and there was no receiver in the area. That's a loss of down foul at the spot of the foul, and there will be one untimed down.
Wow.
First down, Central Michigan.
Rush, stepping up, throwing to Croy, catches the lateral. Here comes Willis, Willis racing to the end zone! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Central Michigan does it!
Well, that call, courtesy of Fox Sports 1, it brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack and summarizes the key plays or the end of the Oklahoma State-Central Michigan matchup from Stillwater, Oklahoma. It is one that sets back the Oklahoma State season in a major way as far as playoff aspirations, but also spotlights what can be wrong with officiating at time, and despite all the technology, the inability to get it right, Bob. I mean, and I guess that's where we have to start before we kind of rapid fire through the college football scoreboard a little bit here. But, I mean, to me, that's the other big storyline out of the weekend for me was yep. The inability to get this call right. And I understand it was Oklahoma State's own fault for being in that position. You're at home in your own building playing a team you're vastly better than. Take care of your business early so it doesn't get to that point. But they end up chalking up a loss in a game that in all reality, despite how bad they played, they didn't lose.
Yeah, and basically that's what it comes down to. And you know, we've talked about it many times, and you said it at the very beginning. Get the call right. You know, this isn't a situation where you didn't have the ability to change the call. It was the end of the game. It wasn't a change of possession. It wasn't something that was going on in the middle of the game. This was the end of the game. And I was trying to think of a parallel, and I was thinking of the perfect game that wasn't in baseball back, what was it now, 6-7 years ago, where, honestly, the last play of the game, the last out of the game, they should have overruled the call, given the perfect game to the pitcher, and been on their way. They could have done it with this, but the rules as such don't allow it. And yet again, they didn't get a call correct. All blame goes to Oklahoma State for putting themselves in that position to start out with. But the reality is they won the football game, except in the box score.
You know, Bob, you make great points here. You know, all true. And again, as I said, and I'm having some troubles hearing you, I think I need to be locked back into the board here. So I'm listening through Robert's Q speaker.
And, I can hear you loud and clear, bud.
Well, no, now I hear you back. That was my way of sending the Q. Now we're back in business here. I was hearing you only through Robert's Q speaker, so I was struggling to hear what you said. But the long and short of it, and I think you're right, you know, when you play this bad, you leave yourself open to having the officials or something go awry decide the game. But here's the other realities. You didn't lose this football game. By rule, you know, there is no untimed down on this offensive penalty when it's accepted and results in a loss of down. So here's the realities of the situation. And I've talked about this a lot. With replay, they have the ability to get it right. And in both the NFL level and even more so on the college level, they've added the ability for these replay officials to handle administrative errors. And in college football, every play is up for review via yep. replay. So this Big 12 officiating crew that was up in the booth, the Big 12 replay official, it was a MAC crew on the field. It was a Big 12 replay official. They can buzz down because they have the ability to handle the administration issues here.
That's right.
And say, you guys messed up the call. You misapplied the rule, and you handled the administration of this rule incorrectly. And don't tell me, well, they wouldn't have had time. Mike Pereira, who was doing the game as that, you know, as that referee guru from the studios out in Fox in Los Angeles, he was able to get a college football rule book or go online or whatever source they had and find the rule. And let's understand something about Pereira. Yes, I understand he's a rules guru and he's a referee, so you say he probably knows all the rules anyway. He was an NFL referee. His knowledge of college football rules, right, while better than you and I, it's not. He's not a guy who has reffed college football games every week for any extended period of time going back any number of years. So in reality, he had to go look up the rule just like everybody else. There's no way in the world a Big 12 replay official couldn't have hit a rule book and said, they misapplied and incorrectly handled the administration of this rule. There is no untimed down. The game is over. They screwed the pooch. They are no less responsible for this than the on-field crew of Mid-America Conference officials, because it's a rule that rarely comes up. And I can understand the mistake. But you have replay. You've encharged them and entrusted them and given them the ability to handle the administration aspects. They need to get it right. So, you know, it's a miscarriage of justice. And again, it's officiating gone wrong despite all the fail-safes we put in place. But the realities are, Okie State's better than this group. They shouldn't have been battling for their lives with Central Michigan. They put it in the position where the referees could decide the outcome, and they did just that. But at the end of the day, it's not a game Oklahoma State lost, and they don't deserve to lose it.
Yeah, no, you know, you're spot on right. It also says two things. First of all, the officials on the field did not know the rule. And as you said, there's a rule book there. They should have dealt with it. The officials in the booth also didn't know the rule. So nobody was on top of this. And, you know, again, the team put themselves in this position. This is a team they should have taken care of business with, as we were talking about when we were previewing things. You know, and I mentioned that the Chippewas gave them a hard time last year. This is back end of a home and home. This isn't a walkover team. But here you are in Stillwater. You're a team that's a dark horse in the Big 12 to perhaps win it and maybe get to the championship series. And you didn't take care of your business. That aside, they still screwed it up and still got it wrong.
That's it in a nutshell. We don't exonerate Oklahoma State for allowing it to get to this point. But at the same time, no different than Clemson with Troy or Georgia with their struggles. They found a way to win the game. And in all realities, Oklahoma State, despite struggling, really found a way to win the game. Yep. It'll go down as a loss, but they won the game.
Yep.
So, you know, and again, I'm actually in some ways more upset with the Big 12 crew or the Big 12 replay official than I am with the Mid-America Conference official, because here's the realities. They met up over the years with how often have you seen intentional grounding called on the last play of the game?
Can't even remember it.
Right. I almost never remember a situation like this coming up. So you can understand the misapplied administration of this penalty, because under normal circumstances, the game can't end on an accepted penalty, whether it be on the defense. And this isn't the college game, whether it be on the defense or the offense. The game cannot end. The specific exception in the rule book is if that offensive penalty results in loss of down. So this is something, and really the only time that's going to come up is on something like intentional grounding. So I'm sure not one of these Mid-America Conference officials ever saw this. So you can understand how they would misapply the administration. So I'm not all that upset with them. I understand the mistake. There's a replay official who's allowed to help handle administration. Why aren't you rifling through the rule book as fast as you can to make sure it's right, instead of sitting there on your hands while they're meeting up and while there's confusion? You know, get there, make sure, buzz down. You guys misapplied the administration of the rule. The game is over right here. Because the one thing we know, they're not going to reverse the decision. You know, they're not. This is not a situation where they're going to say,
oh, no.
And they could actually do it, because all they'd have to do is say, the play didn't exist. It shouldn't have been played. Oklahoma State wins. But they'll never do that. So the realities are the laziness, the sloppiness, the stupidity, whatever it is, of that Big 12 replay official cost one of his conference teams a game. And again, you know, I'll go back to Pereira. not even a college football referee. He was an NFL referee. Knows those rules much better than the college game within the subtleties. Him and the people over at Fox were able to find it. So there's no excuse for this Big 12 replay official and those Big 12 officials around him not to have found this rule and made sure to buzz down to that crew and correct the administration of this call.
I couldn't agree with you more.
So I feel for Oklahoma State. But I'm also, Mike Gundy, you needed to get your team prepared to play better than that.
Yeah.
And you needed to beat this team in your building. You have playoff aspirations and Big 12 conference aspirations. Shouldn't have been in this position. And now the talk will start. T-Boone Pickens, and you know this, you're closer to this program than I am. He does not like Mike Gundy. He has a personal distaste for Mike Gundy as a football coach. I don't know if it goes as far as being a human being, but I know it does go back. I know he does have a distaste for him as his football coach. Well, that loss, if it's a down year in the Big 12 for Oklahoma State, if they end up finishing behind not only Oklahoma, but TCU,
right,
who lost,
right,
Baylor,
right,
and Texas, if they end up fifth in this conference out of the 10 teams, and they're battling with the likes of West Virginia and teams of that nature for the middle of the conference, as opposed to battling with TCU and Oklahoma for the top of the conference, T-Boone Pickens can write bigger checks than just about anybody we know. Mike Gundy will be out at Oklahoma State, and they'll have a new coach.
Yeah,
they might be Les Miles, because Les Miles might be out of a job, too.
That's possible. We'll address that on the other side, because I have some thoughts on that.
Fair enough. We're Spano and Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I design them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations, even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm gonna need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at customink.com.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Appropriate. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. And we're talking about the OSU Central Michigan debacle. And, Joe, before we went to the break, I said I wanted the last word on this for a second. And I am being consistent here in that the two commissioners of their respective conferences should get together and figure out a way to make the decision to overturn this and award the victory to Oklahoma State. Because, and I heard Joey Galloway express it brilliantly, this was not something that happened within the flow of the game. This was not something that happened where you don't know what was going to happen on the next play, or it was, you know, going into halftime or something along those lines. This was the last play of the football game. The incorrect call was made. Fix the call. Award the win to the team that won the game. And it is not dissimilar to what we talked about at the time when Jim Joyce screwed it up on Armando Galarraga. It was the last play of the baseball game. The runner was out. The call was a mistake. The commissioner's office should have stepped in and awarded the perfect game to Galarraga. I said so then. I believe it now. Get the damn call right.
Especially when it's this easy. It's not as though it was a call near the end of the game that would require literally, okay, we're going to lop that off, and then we have to replay the final X number of minutes.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Literally a situation where, you know, you just got to poke everybody's eyes out and lop that thing off the end. I mean, that's the reality. When it's this easy to fix, just friggin' fix it.
Yep.
It's about getting it right. Because let's say Oklahoma State runs the table. Or let's say they were to run the table, they will lose one other game.
They're favored in every single game left on their schedule with the exception of the OU game. Doesn't mean they're going to win them,
right?
But they're favored in every single game except the OU game.
So for argument's sake, it's not inconceivable that they could run the table beyond this loss or win every one of these games but one, and even as a one-loss team, it's not inconceivable that they would have been in the national title picture. Now as a one-loss team, they'll really be a two-loss team, and they'll be completely out of the national title picture. So they're getting a royal, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, we can't say it.
Yeah, well, they're getting that. And they
the
do, as you
getting.
Said. We've always talked about the technology and all these efforts we're making to get it right. Let's get it right.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not doing that.
Yeah,
because they could get this right by simply lopping the last playoff and saying, we ran this play in error. We're now correctly administering the penalty, which means that that play's not run. While you saw the highlight, it doesn't count. And, you know, Oklahoma State wins. Now everybody says, well, why don't the NCAA get involved? Well, they're not responsible for officiating. Right. That's up to the individual conferences involved. The NCAA, because they, you know, they always talk about the NCAA vacating wins and different things like that. This isn't the same thing. This is up to the two conferences. They've got to get together and they've got to figure out what to do. As you said, and you gave proper credit to Joey Galloway, it's so easy to get it right without having to make any material changes other than lop off the last play. Get it right. It's unfair to Oklahoma State. And it's really, in many ways, a win that Central Michigan, despite their great effort, doesn't deserve. So let's just get it right. And isn't that what we ultimately want to do?
Yeah. You know, and I heard Danny Cannell arguing the opposite end of it. Well, you know, it's not fair to the Chippewas. Well, yeah,
why not?
It is. They
should have played.
They
played well, but if they had played a little bit better, they would have won. They didn't win.
That's exactly right. And again, you know, it just seemed to fall on deaf ears with Cannell. Galloway was explaining it very articulately so. If it was not the end of the game, then your argument is legit. But it was the end of the game. There were no more plays to follow.
That's the difference.
No more at-bats to follow in that perfect game.
Right. We don't have to reconvene everybody and pick it up from a given point like they had to do with the Pine Tar game a number of years ago.
Correct. Correct.
It's just lop off the last thing, and we're done.
Yeah. That's it. And it's fixable, and they won't do it.
That's terrible, Bob. What do you say? You want to hear the... I mean, there weren't a lot of great games. We talked about the two big major storylines outside of, you know, obvious scoreboard stuff that happened in college football. There were a couple of really good games played, and I guess these are the two notable games to talk about. We'll get you a little highlight package on both TCU and Pittsburgh.
The seven-yarder. And that was well struck. Allen on the ground, trying and pushed through for the win.
Shovel pass at the five. It's James Conner, walks into the end zone with a touchdown. What a call. And Pitt extends their lead. They're going for the end zone. It's a jump ball.
Well, Bob, those were the two big college football games of the weekend. And both of those calls courtesy of the ESPN family of networks. Bob Wischusian on the call of that Pittsburgh-Penn State game. And again, it wasn't a great weekend, week two. I think you'll grant me that. But there were a couple of very interesting games. And those were really two of them. One of them actually had national title implications or playoff implications, perhaps. And one probably does not. So... we'll start with the one that doesn't. And this was a hell of a football game, and it was the second half of that highlight package. It was Pittsburgh improving to 2-0, 42-39 over Penn State, who falls to 1-1. That rivalry did a lot for Pittsburgh. Having Penn State play there, the Panthers have had a lot of trouble drawing, Bob. A lot of trouble drawing. And that stadium was full. It had energy like the Panthers haven't seen in a long, long time. You know, and Pittsburgh, I mean, 42-39 was a great game. It took 18 points in the fourth quarter for Penn State to really pull back in. Pittsburgh's got an impressive offensive line. They've got a terrific stable of running backs, receivers that get involved in the running game. It's not a dynamic passing game. But they do have some playmakers on defense. And Ben Kercheval, who joined us last week from CBS Sports, he's right. Pittsburgh's good. They might be the fourth best team in the ACC instead of North Carolina. They look like they're that good. They're going to be a tough out for everybody.
You know, James Conner, everybody knows the story, but he's a legit football player. And the ground and pound that they're able to do. And you talked about the excitement that was in the stadium, and very legitimately so. I mean, people forget. Look, Pitt is not your normal college campus. It you know, it's an urban center campus. They play in a big stadium that doesn't belong to them, and they have trouble putting fannies in the seats, not to mention the fact the program's been for a long time. This really created some juice, and they are a legit football team. Penn State on the other side of the coin, their coach should feel a little fire under the fanny right now.
James Franklin is in some trouble. They only have this rivalry re-signed for the next 4 years. I hope they get a contract signed to keep it going. Penn State doesn't need it, but Pitt sure does.
Yeah.
They really do, but there was definitely palpable energy in the stadium. And it really was a terrific game, and it was really the highlight game at noon Eastern time. Again, it was a really light schedule where most everybody that was ranked went and took care of their business. Some struggled more than others. We talked about Oklahoma State and their controversial loss to Central Michigan. Well, guess who they take on Sunday and Saturday in Stillwater? They host
Panthers.
Pittsburgh.
Yes, they do.
And what will be one hell? I think that's going to be a very interesting game because you're going to have a Cowboys team that is going to be determined to get back on the beam, and they're going to bring their A game, and Pittsburgh going to try and ground and pound them. It should be a very, very interesting matchup on a week three that is full of interesting matchups. And I guess the other big game of the weekend was the upset that Arkansas pulled off in double overtime over TCU. And likely, you know, this knocks TCU way back and possibly out of the playoff picture in college football, Bob.
Yeah, you know, and look, Bleem is building something down there. And you saw glimpses of it last year. They got off to the slow start last year and came on with a roar at the very end of the season. You know, that's, you talk about dark horses, Joe. Look, I don't think they're going to be in title contention, but they're making noise in the East. And that's a legit football team. Now, you know, again, upset of TCU, but, you know, if you're sitting in the SEC East and you're looking at that team, you're going, I better pay attention there.
The only problem is they're in the SEC West.
West. I'm sorry. I misspoke. In the West. You know, they're going to upset some people. And,
you know, and that's their big problem, that they're in the West. If they were in the East, which is the weaker half of the SEC,
you are correct.
Boy, they'd be right there in the picture. But, you know, with Alabama and LSU and Texas A&M and Auburn, you know, it's a loaded SEC West, but Arkansas is not going to go out easy. They're going to surprise a lot of people this year.
And you know something? They did it last year, and like I said, I misspoke. But, you know, if you're the Auburns, if you're even less with LSU, and I don't know if they match up this year. I'm assuming they do.
Yeah, they do, because it's the West. All the West
teams play
all the other teams. It's just a matter of who you play in the East.
In the East. And you know something? You talk about fun. If they can't get that offense going with LSU, Arkansas could make a little noise on Les.
Well, they might have found their quarterback. They brought in the backup who was a kid who was a transfer from Purdue, and he actually was able to sling the ball a little bit, something Brandon Harris just flat out can't do.
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did. But those were the two notable games. One, because of the rivalry factor with Pitt and Penn State and the fact that it was a hell of a football game. Yeah, it was outside the top 25. But really, other than that, this upset within the top 25, 41-38, Arkansas over TCU. Beyond that, all the heavy hitters played unranked teams and basically took care of their business with varying degrees of ease. The two teams that really struggled to take care of their business were Clemson, struggled again, and Georgia. But they ultimately did win their games. And Tennessee got off to a slow start, but after the first quarter, they ramped it up, took care of their business in front of 150,000-plus in Bristol, 45-24 over Virginia Tech. And finally, in the second quarter, from the second quarter on, started to look like the team that is favored to win the SEC East.
Yeah, they did. I you know, it's funny, Joe. I was impressed with some teams because, you know, again, the schedule being what it is, I liked what Notre Dame did. Like I said, I really liked what Arkansas did, and I'm looking at their schedule. They host Alabama. They host Ole Miss. They're at Auburn. Host Florida. Host LSU. And then they're on the road with Mississippi State and Missouri to close it out. They can make some noise. Playing at home against those teams, they can make some noise.
They got all the right teams on their schedule, and they host a lot of them. So
that's what I'm saying. All the heavy hitters, they're hosting.
And by the way, everything that week two wasn't, week three will be. A lot of interesting games in week three.
Yep.
But, you know, we had talked about Clemson. They took care of their business, but boy, did they struggle with Troy.
Yeah. What are you reading on that? I mean, they
a little hangover.
You think?
You get these teams that every once in a while, they're extremely talented, and they just struggle until the level of competition matters. They look a lot like Ohio State last year. Remember all the struggles Ohio State had last year?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They look a lot like that. So I'm not going to read too much into it yet, but when competition picks up, if they keep playing like this, they're not going to win. And it was kind of the same deal with Georgia. Came off a good win over North Carolina, and boy, did they struggle.
Yeah.
But they took care of their business, and a win is a win is a win, and they'll build upon some of the good things they've done thus far. We'll tie a bow around it on the other side. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There are many reasons a rock band can split: drug addiction, creative differences, or even the death of a band member. But perhaps the greatest catalyst for putting the longevity of a band's future at risk is the dark subject of hard cash. Find out how the secret to Fall Out Boy's success lies in an equal share of profits with me over at focusonrock.com.
It's Guitar Center's 52nd anniversary, and we're celebrating with exciting new instruments, special financing, and up to 20% off on select gear. At Guitar Center, we carry the best selection of the latest gear from top manufacturers in guitars, drums, keys, DJ, recording, live sound, and more. Don't miss your chance to check out what's new and get up to 20% off on select instruments in every department. Visit one of our 270-plus stores nationwide or shop our complete collection online at guitarcenter.com. Guitar Center, find your sound.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, wrapping up this edition of the show. We were unable to connect with Margot Lee Shetterly, and we'll have her on somewhere down the line. She's the author of Hidden Figures. We apologize for that, but we will make it happen. And hope you enjoyed this pro/college football edition of the Attack, Joe.
Yeah, it was jam-packed. Surprisingly so. Two so-so football games on the NFL for Monday night. And, you know, in many ways, substandard schedule for week two in college football. But, boy, there's always something. And
always
there's
something
always storylines. And we hit it all. We gave you our thoughts on Okie State and the miscarriage of justice in that game versus Central Michigan. I told you who I think is going to win the 2016 Heisman Trophy. People have told me I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I think you'll see after Saturday that I'm dead on right. And, you know, we really bound. And then we hit some of the other notable games within college football and gave you the storylines. We won't get off as easy in college football this weekend as we did last weekend. There are a lot of good matchups: Alabama, Ole Miss, Florida State, and Louisville. And a whole host of others, and there's Ohio State and Oklahoma. So there's a handful of real good games this weekend that are going to be a whole lot of fun and have some compelling storylines, and we'll hit them all for you as we move along through the week here on the Attack. Well, on that note, music can only mean one thing. It means it's time to go. Terrific show today. Just Bob and I bouncing it around, mixing it up. We thank Robert. We thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano on Black, stay there. Until tomorrow, when we meet again for a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack, for Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.